Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Domestic incident leads to husband arrested on multiple charges. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies were called to a residence on Clark Ellen Road on Saturday night at around 7:30 p.m. after a woman reported her husband allegedly punched her in the face and strangled her after a heated argument. According to Operations Lieutenant Paul Ponnell, when deputies arrived at the home, they found the 50-year-old woman had a bloody nose, bruised face, and black eye. The woman told deputies her and her 53-year-old husband had participated in the Sand Creek poker float earlier in the day. She admitted they had both been drinking during the event. The couple had their children with them, so one of them was able to drive them home after the event. Ponnell said the 50-year-old woman said that during the drive home, her husband was, quote, getting handsy, and she told him no because the kids were in the car with them. After arriving at the residence, the 53-year-old man continued to argue with his wife and began throwing things around the house and yelling at her. She admitted to yelling back and putting her hand on his chest and telling him to leave. The woman said while in the kitchen, he grabbed her by the neck and pushed her onto the pantry door and choked her, restricting her breathing for several seconds. Ponnell said one of the children, their 15-year-old son, intervened and took her into his bedroom. The man followed them and came into the room three or four times until he allegedly grabbed her by the throat and threw her onto the bed and proceeded to hit her multiple times in the face. She told deputies she tried to fight back but was unable to fend off the attack. When interviewed by deputies, they didn't observe any injuries to the husband, who told them he was acting in self-defense. The man was arrested for felony strangulation of a household member and domestic violence battery. The wife was evaluated at Campbell County Health, where they discovered she had orbital fractures and a nasal fracture to her face. Deputies added felony aggravated assault to his list of charges. Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum of the American Cowboy takes over the Rockpile Museum during the National High School Finals Rodeo. The Campbell County Rockpile Museum in Gillette, Wyoming, and the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum of the American Cowboy in Colorado Springs, Colorado, invites guests to join them in Gillette during the 75th Annual National High School Finals Rodeo for a museum takeover. According to the press release from the Rockpile Museum, they have invited the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame to take over the museum for the week. Guests will enjoy an exhibition of artifacts from Pro Rodeo Hall of Famers that began their careers in the high school ranks, including well-known rodeo stars Lane Frost, Ty Murray, Cody Ohl, Mark Garrett, and others. Also see memorabilia from past National High School Finals rodeos in Gillette. Mini rodeos and kids crafts will take place at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Tuesday, July 18th and Wednesday, July 19th. Enjoy forms of goat tying, barrel racing, roping, relay races, crafts, and more. These children's programs will be free for all who attend. Special guests will appear at 2 p.m. for three afternoons in a row. On Tuesday, July 18th, Hall of Fame bull rider Charlie Sampson will be at the museum to greet visitors and sign autographs. On Wednesday, July 19th, they will host the 2022 Hall of Fame inductee and Campbell County Cowboy Bobby Harris. On Thursday, July 20th, they will host the celebration of the 2023 Hall of Fame inductee Kenny Claybaugh, longtime pickup man on the rodeo circuits, and another Campbell County Cowboy. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.